here at the Cowan's Drugstore. Appreciate your time and joining us here on this Saturday morning. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we're going to get a chance to talk Tigers golf with the head coach, Sam Godby, and also let you hear from a team member, Toby Meyer. So stick around for that. But leading things off here this morning is Tigers head coach with the baseball program, Rick Cosgray. And Coach Cosgray, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great to be back with you, Scott.
Well, it's good to have you with us here. A chance to bring the folks up to date with what's going on with the program. And we should let folks know that the Tigers are going to be playing later today at 11 o'clock this morning. Big conference matchup with Crawfordsville. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But folks want to get out to Memorial Park. Should be a beautiful day to check out some baseball.
Absolutely. We hope to see a lot of people out there today.
Well, let's go ahead and jump right into where we stand right now with the season. Tigers stand currently at 4-5 on the year, 3-1 in the Sagamore Conference. And this past week, it was a pretty good week for the Tigers with one more game left to be played. You had the two matchups with Western Boone and a game against Lafayette Jeff on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And, of course, the Tigers are going to play later today. So when you evaluate your kids on this just very short portion of the season, how do you feel things are going right now?
Well, I feel like we've bounced back with a solid week. The week prior, we felt like we were playing some inconsistent baseball. We were playing 5 out of 7 innings instead of 7 out of 7. We lost a game up at Frankfort where we got off to a slow start, and then the last 5 innings we played well and gave ourselves a chance to win but got beat 11-9. We went into our tournament that we hosted over the weekend, and against Garen Catholic, the score was we were trailing 5-4 going into the fifth, and then we had some errors and plays that weren't made that typically would be made. And so there again, we played 5 out of 7. So we've been emphasizing that, you know, this is varsity level baseball, and you have to play 7 complete innings if you expect to have a chance to win. And I feel like that we've had 3 games this week to where we've done a really nice job of that. So I'm happy about the growth and the improvement that our team has shown up to this point this week.
Again, talking Tigers baseball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner with Tigers head coach Rick Cosgray. So let's kind of give the folks your perspective of how things went. And so let's begin with Tuesday night's game. It was out at Western Boone, and the Tigers were able to win 7-0. And I think we should start with the pitching because that's really where the Tigers dominated.
Yeah, absolutely. Logan Ellsbury, senior captain for us, got the start and pitched a complete game. Had great command of all of his pitches. He worked ahead in the count. He just went out and executed the things that we talked to our pitchers about doing. So it was great to see that because there again, back to the weekend and the Frankfort game, we had given up multiple multi-digit runs in each of those contests. So we needed to have a good pitching performance, and Logan stepped up in a big way for us.
And, of course, you were able to plate 7 runs, and that's always good to see. And so you got contributions from a lot of guys in that game.
We did. Corbin Wells has been in the leadoff for us, Cayman Huntsman in the 2-hole. Brayton Bone's really been hitting the ball extremely well for us in the 3-hole. And then Cannon Morton in the 4 has been coming to life for us. So those 4 really set the tone for us. Michael Richwine down in the order a little bit. He also stepped up with a couple nice hits as well. So we're starting to get some contributions 1 through 9.
So the Tigers, again, come away with a 7-0 win over Weibo to get the first of 2. And then you return home to Memorial Park to face Western Boone on Wednesday night. And you're able to get them 10-2 in this contest.
Yeah, sophomore Corbin Wells got the start for us, left-handed pitcher. He's had a couple other starts this year, but this was his first conference start. And he pitched really well. He has good velocity. The big thing with him is he's really trying to get better command of his off-speed pitches, his curveball, and his changeup. And in this particular contest, he controlled those pitches quite well. Western Boone came out very aggressive with their bats, swinging early in the count. So they were able to get some hits off of him and get 2 runs early in the game. And then once we were able to start mixing in some pitches, and he was able to keep them off balance. So back-to-back pitching, good pitching performances for us. Brayton Bowen did come in and pitch the last inning of that game. And, you know, scoring 10 runs, once again, up and down the lineup, we had a lot of guys contributing. Peyton Komerska stepped up for us in the 5-hole and had a couple hits. Andrew Phelps, Ethan Kaufman, Jacob Susong, Joel Acton. These guys are all contributing to our success as well.
Again, talking Tigers baseball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner with Tigers head coach Rick Consgray. Head coach out at Weibo is a former player of yours. Is this the first time you've coached against a former player?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Jordan Kleindienst.
All right.
Coached out there for a while, so we've faced each other. But Michael's doing a great job. The things that you hear him calling out to his players, you know, he's saying the right things, encouraging in the right way. So I know that that team will continue to improve with his guidance throughout the year.
Again, talking Tigers baseball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So let's take a look at the game you played up at Lafayette. Jeff, new facility up there, Loeb Stadium. Same location, but I guess they flipped the field.
Correct.
What used to be the outfield is now the infield, and what used to be the infield is now the outfield. They turned the whole field around. And just tell me about playing at Loeb Stadium now, what it's like.
Well, it's a beautiful facility, without question. It's an all-turf field, including a turf pitching mound, so the surface is extremely nice. The stadium seating, it reminds you of a mini, you know, Victory Field type setting. And like you say, they flip-flopped center field and home, so that's just opposite of what used to be. They did keep the deep fence. It was 414 feet in the old stadium, and it's still 414 feet in this stadium, so some very large dimensions. But just a neat experience for us. We were actually supposed to play up there last year and got rained out, and our seniors reached out to me and asked if I could see if we could go up there and play this year so they could have the experience of playing. So so we made the trip up there this year, so I'm glad that we did that. And then the plan would be for Lafayette Jeff to come here next year.
So let's talk about the game. Jeff was able to get you 2-1. Good contest, a close contest. Tell me about how it went.
Jacob Susson got his first start of the year and pitched in an outstanding ball game. He pitched 6 3rd innings, commanded his fastball well, was able to mix in his curveball extremely well. So he did a nice job of keeping them off balance. We actually ended up out hitting them. We had 7 hits and they had 4 hits. Unfortunately, our hits were scattered hits. We weren't able to string anything together. The way we were able to get our run was Brayton Bowen got a triple, and then Cannon Morton came up and got a sacrifice fly to score him from third base. Like I say, we had some other runners in scoring position, but just weren't able to get the hit to get over the top. So you know, a quality, you know, Lafayette Jeff team without question. For us to go up there and compete at that level is something that I told the kids that we can build off of. Obviously, you're always disappointed when you don't come out with a victory, but when you play 7 solid innings, you know, good pitching, good defense, we did get some hits. We just got to start stringing some things together. If we can keep that type of mentality and approach going, hopefully that will lead into more victories here in the near future.
So Tigers not able to get the win over Lafayette Jeff, but are competitive in a 2-1 contest. Yesterday you had the day off. What were some of the things you worked with the kids as you prepare for today's contest with Crawfordsville?
We had a pretty short practice yesterday. We came back and we have a series. It's called Tiger Drill, and we wanted to rest the arms, but we got a bunch of ground balls yesterday to where we didn't make any throws, but we took a lot of ground balls just to kind of get acclimated to take them off the grass again instead of the turf. So we started that way yesterday, and then we set up the pitching machine, and we feel like today that we feel like we have a pretty good feel for the way Crawfordsville is going to approach it. So we went through 2 different sessions, one with the pitching machine throwing fastballs and the second round with the pitching machine throwing curveballs, just trying to give ourselves the best sense coming into today's game of what we're going to see. So that's what we worked on yesterday. So now we just got to go out, and we know it's going to be a tough ball game today, but if we focus on just doing the basics, I think we'll give ourselves a good chance to win today.
So Tigers, first pitch, 11 o'clock this morning at Memorial Park, and after the varsity game, the JV game will follow.
Yeah, JV was scheduled to play at the same time, but, you know, there is an umpire shortage. So if we were to play at the same time, both games would have had to have 1 umpire. So we chose to go with the varsity start at 11, and we'll have 2 umpires, and then those 2 umpires will stay and do the JV game following us, and They got it scheduled for a 1 o'clock start, but obviously it'll probably start about a half hour, 45 minutes after the completion of our game. So beautiful day at Memorial Park today. Hopefully we can have a lot of fans come out and support our kids.
And then that starts really what's going to be a very busy week next week. You get the Tuesday, Wednesday games with Tri-West, Tuesday at home, Wednesday there, Thursday at Knightstown, and Friday you host Fountain Central. So your kids are going to get a lot of innings in, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've had a lot of four-game weeks, and so it's testing our pitching depth. But to this point, we've been able to survive it. And so, you know, for kids, it's great. You know, for coaches, it's a little stressful. But the kids love it, you know, playing every day. And so we will regroup after today and see where we're at, and we'll get ourselves set and ready to go for a four-game set next week.
Once again, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, talking Tigers baseball, Tigers head coach Rick Tosgray. Rick, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate you having me in.
We'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to Lebanon Golf. Sam Godby's on the way, and this is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.